On a hillside south of Crandon, a giant yellow machine grabs logs with its mechanical arm, then cuts them to identical lengths. Matt Jensen is the man behind the machine.
This is a 688 EcoLog harvester. This is a machine that actually cuts the trees down.
Jensen is a third-generation logger, following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather. He's been in the industry for a long time.
I'm 55 years old, so I've been self-employed since I've been 20 years old. It's in your blood. You just love it.
The logs he harvests today will be loaded onto long trailers and delivered to paper and sawmills in the area. That's where they'll be processed into materials like cardboard, 2x4s, and siding. When the pandemic hit, many of those mills slowed down production. COVID-19 concerns limited the number of people working at a given time, and manufacturers feared demand for building materials would drop, so they cut back on production and reduced their inventory. But demand didn't drop. It skyrocketed. People stuck at home wanted to renovate, restaurants rushed to build outdoor accommodations, and low interest rates encouraged people to buy homes. Without the supply to satisfy that demand, prices for building materials jumped.
Just last week, that the price of Oriental strand board went up again from, I think, $31 to $40 a sheet. And about a year ago in January, I think we were paying about $12 a sheet for it.
That's Henry Schinnebeck, the executive director of the Great Lakes Timber Professionals Association in Rhinelander.
This is one of the strangest business climates I've ever seen in my entire history in the forest industry.
Production of wood building materials is up again, at its highest point in more than a decade, according to the American Wood Council. But it still hasn't caught up with demand. Meanwhile, loggers like Jensen aren't reaping the benefits.
Somebody in this industry is making literally a price gouging killing. I don't know how you can justify that. But as logging contractors, we're paid actually less now than when that price of that piece of plywood was $8 and some cents a sheet.
That's because when the Verso paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids shut down, it left a lot of loggers with nowhere to sell their wood. This excess of raw material keeps the price of logs really low. That's not good news for Jensen.
They literally bring you to the brink of bankruptcy.
Jensen says mills are all about turning a profit, so they're not concerned with the success of loggers, especially when there are so many.
Loggers are like a box of pencils. If you break one, you just grab another one.
Henry Schinnebeck says all of this creates a unique situation.
The manufacturers then, they can't produce the Oriental strand board and the siding and stuff fast enough. And on the raw material end, there's so much raw material available that they don't even have to think about paying more money for the raw material.
Schinnebeck predicts the lumber market will self-correct as demand levels off. But that won't happen, he says, before forcing some loggers out of business. Matt Jensen doesn't intend to be one of those people.
When this whole thing is over with, hopefully, you know, I'll be healthy enough business-wise, and I sure as hell plan on it.
For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.